Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Agelessly with Nurse Lori. I'm Nurse Lori, and I am so happy that you joined me today as we discuss topics on health, wellness, and beauty. So let's get started journeying together to live agelessly. In the last episode, we spoke about green tea, vitamin C, and peptides. Today, I'm going to talk about three more ingredients found in your skincare products, and they are retinol, collagen, and zinc. So let's start with retinol. Retinol is derived from vitamin A and is also sometimes called a retinoid. Retin A, as most of us have heard of, is also a retinoid, and it's just a stronger form of a retinol. But unlike retinol, you can't buy Retin A over the counter. It must be prescribed by your healthcare provider. Now, retinol can do a lot for your skin. First, it helps as our skin ages. It does this by speeding up the cell renewal process, and our skin cells naturally turn over, but as we age, this cell turnover slows down, which then leads to dull, lifeless skin. When you apply retinol to the skin, it helps speed up the cellular turnover process, which in turn promotes brighter, smoother skin. And retinol also has the ability to go deeper into the skin. When this happens, it helps build up collagen from within, which further plumps the skin. And the other thing retinol does is it helps control acne. It does this by the same mechanism that reduces the buildup of skin cells. These skin cells that will accumulate on the surface of your skin, which will block your pores, get clogged up if they have that surface dead skin on top. So retinol will keep these pores clear by reducing this buildup and is going to lead to less breakouts. Another thing that it can do is block the inflammation pathways in the skin, and this will further reduce the redness and swelling that is so often associated with acne. I recommend a retinol to almost every client, but sometimes using a retinol can get a bit frustrating. At the beginning, if you overdo it, you can end up with red, itchy, irritated skin that is very uncomfortable. So it's best to start low and slow and then build up over time. And also seek guidance from your esthetician if you experience any side effects or any discomfort. She can tweak things for you so you get the best results with the most comfort. It's impossible to talk about anti-aging skincare without certain ingredients coming up in the conversation, one of which is collagen. And the reason for that, among other roles, collagen is the most important structural protein in our skin, and it's responsible for giving us plump, youthful-looking skin. But thanks, or rather no thanks, to aging and outside factors, our collagen breaks down over time. And in an effort to restore that collagen, we turn to whatever we can get our hands on that's going to be the fastest, be it collagen creams, collagen-stimulating ingredients, collagen supplements, and the list goes on. Not only do we naturally produce less collagen starting in our 20s, but we also lose collagen with age and other factors like sun exposure, smoking, and sugar. In other words, as we age, we lose more collagen than we make. Now, when collagen first came out as a topical treatment, the belief was that it could not penetrate the layers of the skin and would just sit on the surface of the skin and maybe help moisturize, but would not make any changes in the skin. And this is no longer true. Today's formulations are able to absorb into the skin and penetrate the layers to produce plumping and firming. And many times, collagen formulations are combined with peptides, which further enhance collagen's ability to penetrate the skin. And to further enhance the effects of collagen for plumping skin, retinol, vitamin C, and glycolic acid can all be used along with this. And glycolic acid and other alpha hydroxy acids work by creating a wound healing response in the skin. And that wound healing response in turn stimulates new collagen production. And when we use collagen skincare, it's to stimulate collagen production, not only to stimulate collagen production, but it's important to include a retinol or peptides, which can help by acting as messengers to signal cells to create collagen. Vitamin C is another collagen producer, and sunscreen with zinc to prevent your collagen from breaking down further. Now, in addition to using collagen topically, I'm often asked about taking collagen supplements. And this is something that is ever evolving, and with new processes, I believe it's now possible to receive benefits from taking collagen. And it comes in many different forms, powders, pills, capsules, and gummies, which are probably the most popular. And collagen is the most abundant type of protein in the body. It's a major component of connective tissue, giving structure to our skin, tendons, ligaments, and a few more. And basically, collagen is what keeps us looking and feeling young. But again, unfortunately, as our bodies age, we produce less of this, which results in skin, joints, and bones all to show signs of age. And some studies suggest that supplementing the body's level of collagen with vitamins can help slow the signs of aging. And while collagen supplements are popular for anti-aging, now the younger generations, specifically the millennials, are also starting to use them to enhance their current health, and they're thinking ahead as well. They don't want to age like their parents and their grandparents did. So some of the benefits you will get by taking a collagen supplement are it's going to strengthen hair and nails, it's going to fight wrinkles, it will promote a more youthful appearance, and it's going to support lean muscle mass, which is very, very important because with muscle, if we don't use it, we are going to lose it really fast. And it's also going to promote healthy joints and help strengthen bones. But one thing you have to make sure of is that the collagen that you take is hydrolyzed, because when it's hydrolyzed, it is enzymatically broken down into fragments that have a delivery system that gets into the dermis, and therefore it's actually able to get to where it needs to be. But chances are, if you're eating a normal balanced diet that includes protein-rich foods like meat, eggs, dairy, and beans, oral collagen supplements may not be necessary, but they could potentially be beneficial and they won't do any harm. You cannot oversupplement because your body will excrete any oversupplementation. The last ingredient I'm going to talk about today is zinc. And specifically, I'm talking about zinc in a sunscreen SPF product. And surprisingly, not all sunscreen ingredients protect against both UVA and UVB rays. Zinc does. It's a photostable, broad-spectrum sunscreen, so it has one of the broadest UVA coverages of all the sunscreen ingredients currently available in the U.S., as well as the UVB coverage. And the UVB rays are the ones that are responsible for burning our skin. And zinc has come a long way since the old days when it was that white paste that you used to see in the old movies that lifeguards would put on their nose. Now zinc can be micronized, meaning it's processed into very small particles, particles so small that the product appears clear when applied on the skin. And even better, a tinted formula containing zinc will look even more natural. I recommend when using an SPF with zinc that you make sure it contains at least 6% of zinc for really good protection. And another fact about zinc is that it is a physical blocker and it works as soon as you apply it. So technically, it does not have to be applied the 15 to 30 minutes before sun exposure as a chemical sunscreen would. And since zinc is also used as a skin protectant, it rarely causes irritation on the skin. And for this reason, it can be used on any skin type, even extremely sensitive skin. It's also non-comedogenic for the most part, which means it's unlikely to cause breakouts or acne. So basically, anyone older than 6 months can use physical sunscreens that contain zinc. And sensitive skin patients, rosacea patients, and acne patients all benefit from the anti-inflammatory properties that it has. Additionally, patients with skin discoloration, including melasma, will benefit not only from zinc's ability to block UV light, but also to block out visible and infrared light and not allowing this light to produce heat on the skin, because not only the sun, but heat also aggravates melasma and other pigmentary problems. So in conclusion, we use retinol to speed up the cell renewal process and support collagen production. We use collagen topically to plump the skin, and we take a collagen supplement to support the skin and the joints and the bones from the inside. And finally, we use zinc to protect our skin from the sun so we don't lose all of that great collagen that we are working so hard to rebuild. So that's it for today's episode. I would love to hear what you have to say about it and if it's added value to your life. If you'd like to learn more about skincare, simply subscribe to my podcast and you'll be notified each time a new episode becomes available. Bye for now.